Come stop and take a trip down on my block, where you see hidden potential, young minds sharper than Ginsu, and ain't afraid to speak their mind if they got something against you. Nope. We standing with you, we tackle issues like civic pride. Hate will cease to exist, just put our differences aside. From my side to your side, from Dutch Town to South Side, from Penrose to North Side, from Benton Park to Old North, to West End to West Side. We blessed when we step out, we stand down, rise up, stand together, wise up.
This is Stitchcast Studio, produced by St. Louis Story Stitchers in St. Louis, Missouri.
In this week's episode, our Stitchcast has a conversation about the norms and stigmas faced in everyday society. In part two of this two-part conversation.
They say who that, but you already knew that. That be them Story Stitchers. Story Stitchers. Story Stitchers. Story Stitchers. Story Stitchers.
I do have a question that we talked about before, is the stigmas within music, most notably like hip-hop and rap music, because that's huge within the black community. I'm sure that's a language that every single one of us can speak, because that's just huge to our culture.
You know,
that's a stepping stone for us. And I love hip-hop, but some of the criticism that it gets, I can't stand, especially when they bring like older hip hop and like the foundation of what it was into the picture and try to discredit it. I'm not really a fan of it, but to start with you guys, what is like the stigma in music, most notably like hip hop and rap, that you guys don't really stand for?
I recently found out when I watched an interview about hip hop. It used to be number one, but a lot of people, no one was really happy about it. It was a good thing, but years later, new rappers came in and started declining down to 40%. And I'm starting to realize I love hip hop, I do, but I feel like hip hop, as the years go on, it's gonna soon be overrated, because a lot of people consistently keep sticking with the same topic, with the same sound, whether you're a girl or a boy, and other genres keep popping in. And it used to be about talking about your struggle, how you lived,
just
and how you
fun,
where you came from. But now it's about explicit stuff. It was fine at first, you know, before 2020, a little bit into it. Now we're out of it. It's starting to get boring. It's making me want to look for something else. And I spent so long listening to hip hop. It makes me sad to look for somebody else now.
I feel like, first of all, hip hop is very, it's changed a lot since how it used to be. I think it was always a competition, but now it's like more of a competition for some reason. But what I don't like is how it's kind of not forced on kids, but you see the kids making music now. It's not, well, some of them it's good, but I feel like some of the kids who are making music now don't need to be making music in the way that they're making music. They're making music like they're the age. You're not.
You don't come from the struggle.
Yeah, there are a lot of people that be making music like they're from the streets, but they never been.
That's a lot of people. That's not just children. But the children, I feel like that's parents' fault, because you're pushing that on your child, and the child's not even old enough to understand what he's rapping about.
Yeah, there's a certain formula, especially with them rap music, and I'm sure that, you know, a lot of the people that come through here that, you know, that rap, that produce music of that genre can agree that there's a certain formula, and if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And it's going to get played on the radio over and over and over again. And that rap has changed, which is no problem that has changed, but there are certain powers and certain forces, I feel like, that have taken that genre of what we created and has molded it into something as a moneymaker and just like a radio machine. Also, you know, desensitizing in a way. But underneath all of that control and the desensitization is the foundation that we laid upon of us just having fun. And yeah, we can have friendly competition, but at the end of the day, it's art, it's music. You know, we just expressing ourselves. You know, we're expressing love at the end of the day. That's how hip-hop used to be. And that's the hip-hop I fell in love with. Don't get me wrong, there are good qualities of the rap and the hip hop I hear today, but the message is definitely filtered in such a way that you can tell it's for companies and corporations and record companies' benefit rather than to the benefit of the artists and the genre as a whole.
To be honest, what makes me upset is that people use hip hop, just use it as a way to get a crack, to get money out of it. They yeah. use it to help people or use it to help people cope. And that's just what makes me upset about it. And that's kind of why I feel like it's going down, because it's not used to relate to, it's used to get some money out of it. Because there are a lot of rappers that we saw like in 2019 and 2020, but then they somehow end up disappearing out of nowhere in 2021, 2022. And I feel like they probably did it because they get money out of it instead of wanting to actually help people for it. And there are so many people who dedicated videos to them, interviews, those genius lyric videos to them. I'm thinking, oh, I might like this person. It's 2023. I haven't seen them. I'm making no music and I'm trying to figure out,
I hate to say it, but nobody's making money, or not much money. If they're making money, it's not much money if it's not explicit or negative or about love, about money, about drugs. That is what sells. So that's what the radio station is going to put out. That's what basically what he was saying. That's how companies thrive, because if the music is not able to be pushed out and listened to, they're not going to push it out. So if it's positive, they know don't nobody want to hear that, or the majority anyway. So they look for those that type of music, because that's what people are getting crazy about. That's what people are supporting. And until we kind of change the narrative, it's going to remain that way, because that's how they get money.
And to go off of what you said, Darren, I feel like the reason why the artists that used to make music don't anymore is not because they were doing it for the money. I feel like it's because of how the industry is becoming. It's becoming somewhere where you can't really do what you want to do with the right audience. I feel like it's because the industry is very picky, also very unreasonable. So there's a lot of good people who either they might still be around and you don't even know it because their views went down, or they might have stopped doing music because of the industry. That's what most artists usually quit for, because of the industry.
Honestly, I feel like
getting anything out of it.
Hip-hop, after like the 50th year, I feel like it's getting old for some people, you know what I'm saying? The artists that came out like in 2010, you know what I'm saying? Like Drake, Nicki, Tyga, like Eminem, Lil Wayne, they all older, you know, most of them above 40. I feel like rap is growing up with them, and I feel like when they retire, when they done, I feel like it's just gonna be the end of the hip-hop. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's that time again. Time for another Stitchcast Studio Arts Interlude. That's right, let's pick the city up. This week, we have a Story Stitch's original song entitled, Not Another One.
You need to know, you need to care, you need to act, can't take it back. Not another one, falling victim to the gun cloud. Not another one, not another one, not another one, not another one. You need to know, you need to care, you need to act, can't take it back. Not another one, falling victim to the gun cloud. Not another one, not another one, not another one, not another one.
M-O-M-O, get the memo, when I say M-O, I say misery, listen close. To my theory, seem like more problems, more sirens. Say, most sirens, misery silence doesn't exist. Ball up your fist, feeling the power, open your hand, calling a cop for making a plan. Illegal weapons, don't be testing, watch your hair when you stepping. That's discretion, keeping track of the deaf man. Too many eyes be squinting, how you hating, don't even know. Another victim, one I say
never
no
knew
more.
He could resort to this. Pointless killing, no purposes. A long track of dead corpses. This will change metamorphosis. I don't want people to know the loot as a place where people shoot, or a place where people loot, or a place where cops are bruised. Show me safe and let's show them then. Death disputes don't have to end with a life that has to end. These streets, they can be cleansed. It's just a with just me and you. With this power, it could all be through. This world's sick, it has the flu. Let's make a change, starting with the loop. Concentration lead to dedication. In the order, dedicate, you need some patience. Think about these situations. It could be another life saving. Living life where there are always sirens. Watch the news, another man dying. Face the facts and stand up. Change the world and man up.
You need to know, you need to care, you need to act. Can't take it back. Not another one falling victim to the gun clap. Not another one. Not another one. Not another one. Not another one. You need to know, you need to care, you need to act. Can't take it back. Not another one falling victim to the gun clap. Not another one. Not another one. Not another one. Not another one.
Not another one down. Not another one dead. Playing with the guns, yeah, lead to the fence. Gotta put the gun down, leave what it's found. Keeping an ounce, gotta leave out the bounds. Gotta stop the violence, stop it now.
Not another one dead, not another one down.
Pop one, I'm not addicted to sound. Pop, 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 not another one down. Call from the fence, now you looking at time. Gave you a choice, but you pick up the nine.
Not another one dead, not another one down.
We been there and we back again. Killing people just to gain friends. Drop the gun and pick up a book. Can't read a sentence, wanna play crook. You a sad boy cause you ain't a man. Your life goes shot without a plan. Think it dumb cause you're down to rob. Ain't making money, ain't got a job. You another one, you can change that. Yeah, it's all different cause the pain back. You heard the boys and so you ran. You another one and I'm not a fan.
You need to know, you need to care, you need to act. Can't take it back. Not another one falling victim to the gun clap. Not another one. Not another one. Not another one. Not another one. You need to know, you need to care, you need to act. Can't take it back. Not another one falling victim to the gun clap. Not another one. Not another one. Not another one. Not another one.
I honestly feel that way.
I think hip-hop is always going to live. There's always going to be enough people that keep it true. And just because if it doesn't play on the radio doesn't mean hip-hop is dead. Maybe in the mainstream sense. One thing I don't like in terms of when we think about mainstream hip-hop and mainstream rappers is there's a certain image. When you think about a rapper, you think about somebody that's a thug, somebody that is keeps all racks and a gun on their hip and all that. When that's not the case, when that's not when that's not the case at all, you know what I'm saying? Like, that doesn't describe what a rapper is. Like, anybody can be a rapper. Rapping is poetry.
I think big account.
And
Anybody can be good at it.
Yeah, I can't stand that stigma because in a way you're disrespecting the art that is hip hop and you're disrespecting the people that participate in this art and create through this art. But how record industries thrive is temptation through that advance that they give them. You know, a lot of people want to get into that business because you know they're going to give you a hefty advance, but through that advance, through your work, you have to pay that off. But a lot of people are just like, oh, I got this advance. I got this money in my pocket just for, you know, this art that I had or this demo. I'm rich now, not knowing that I got to pay this back. And then sometimes the record company is going to shovel me with more advance, which is also more debt.
Yep. Right.
To keep That's me the- locked in. Mm-hmm. So it's like the whole industry, if you get deep into the industry like that, into like the mainstream, you know, it's
a trap.
You end
up losing more money than you think you're getting.
More and more people are going independent because of it. They don't want to be controlled by the industry.
Future did tell us to do that.
Yeah, that's facts. That's facts. I think it's weird with rap. Cause like, so a lot of heavy metal talks about a lot of violence. Country music talks about a lot of violence. But people don't typically be like, oh, this music. I ain't gonna fake it. Some people do hop on heavy metal like that. But point being, like, it's the music business and it becomes more and more like a business as time goes on. It becomes more and more about the business. So yeah, record label is gonna give you this fat all advance that most artists, when they sign in, don't even know that they gotta pay that back. And they don't know that when they, you know, finally put out this album that they making cents on the dollar or whatever. So if an album costs $10, the artist might not even see a full dollar from that. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of things about the music business that a lot of people think they know but don't really know. Like, for example, a lot of your favorite rappers have started wearing fake jewelry because real jewelry is expensive. And if we're gonna be all the way real, when it comes to like the rap game, is not as lucrative as they want you to believe. You know what I'm saying? That's why they got to go to such extents to make it look like they got more money than they got. Because when you see a famous rapper, you expect a certain thing. And if they don't live up to that thing, then they don't feel like they made it to you. You feel me?
I feel like it's more of an influence as well. It's like people have figured out, especially record companies have figured out how powerful influence can go rather than just money.
For sure.
It's like influence can generate more wealth, more popularity, more streams, more listens. Money alone can't do that. Influence is such a huge driver, especially within the rap community. I think music nowadays, like, it's heavily influenced on hip-hop and that sound, that rap type of sound. If it's not somebody actually rapping, that same type of production, in a way, you know, everybody, every big artist, I feel like, is tapped into that in some way, shape, or form. Doesn't mean they have to be rapping, but they have a similar sound as, you know, somebody that is a rapper can hop on.
For sure, for sure. So the tricky thing about music business is that, like, okay, so they... A lot of labels are only signing gangster rappers or whatever, or at least right now, female gangster rappers.
They popping right now.
For sure. And they sign it because that's what they feel like people want to hear. You know what I'm saying? A business gets successful when they
give people what they want.
Exactly. You feel me? When they bring supply for a demand. Right. So if everybody was like, no, we only want to listen to conscious music, we don't want to listen to the gangster stuff no more, they wouldn't continue to sign gangster artists or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And that's part of the tricky thing. And I think that's why rap music is stigmatized the way it is. Not just that, but because rap music, unlike a lot of genres of music, was rooted in reality.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The creation of it. You know what I'm saying? It was formed from reality. And so while for like a video game and some of these other genres, you could tell, like, okay, that's obviously fiction. It's obviously just a song. With rap, it's a little harder to do that. Even if you look at something like drill rap, most of these are actual gangsters that drill. You know what I'm saying? When they say, they not just saying that because it sounds good. And so that's part of why I think rap music is so stigmatized, because it directly affects reality. It used to be influenced by reality, but now rap music influences reality. So in other words, if your favorite rapper is, I don't know, a drill rapper, you're more likely to take on characteristics spoken in these songs and whatnot, because you want to be like your role model. You want to be like the person that you
look up to.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You want to be like the person that you look up to. So if the person that you look up to is a Chirac rapper, guess what you probably
dress
gonna
like
try
him,
to get into.
Look like him.
You feel me?
You're gonna wanna look like him.
You feel me?
I have a question. Okay, this might be a little controversial, but I'm trying to figure out something. You know how people kind of argue or debate about how light-skinned males and females are more likely to get more streams or more people, more fans to come towards them? I honestly feel that the industry purposely picks and chooses who they want and push them out a little more. But if they choose, like solely choose, to pick the dark skinned people more, a little more, now that might bring more people in. Because I feel like they had the money to push who is out now.
Yeah.
So if you could do that for them, I feel like you should equally push out. There's twice as much strength, I guess, nowadays to dark skinned artists.
Female. So, I'm not going to. Colorism definitely exists, 100%. And I'm just about certain that it exists amongst in music too, but I don't think that the labels are pushing light-skinned artists because they're light-skinned artists. If anything, they're pushing light-skinned artists because they feel like the people want light-skinned artists more than dark-skinned artists. And now there's still colorism, 100%. It just changes who has the colorism tendencies, so to speak. So
because I feel like that is more society's doing, like the light skin with the body, especially in women, like with the women artists. Ice Spice always compare Ice. They compare Ice Spice to everybody.
It's a lot of stuff,
especially Coyle Ray. Even though Coyle Ray and Ice Spice are light skin, they have two completely different bodies. So it's always a competition between Coyle Ray versus Ice Spice, Ruby Rose versus Jada Weta.
She came out like.
He came out off a TikTok viral song.
I know my body is not this type of way, but I'm not going to change for nobody. Which I did commend her. I don't listen to her.
She's
music,
one of the realest female artists.
Yeah. Like, really real.
Felt
real.
So, like, that's the thing. It's a business. Make no mistake about it. They're not going to do anything to fix the stigma. but they'll exploit that stigma if it exists. So they're not creating the stigma, but they are 100% perpetuating the stigma. Now, the tricky thing is, again, it's a business. And also, there is no magical formula that makes an artist successful. If it was as simple as, okay, I put $3 million into this person and I know they're going to blow up, then they would do that with every single artist that they sign. Like, there is no magical formula where, believe it or not, record labels are not dictating who succeeds. They are giving certain artists a better chance by putting money behind them. But if the song is trash and nobody likes the song, they can put $100 million into the song. If people still hear the song and say, I don't like this song, it's not gonna succeed. You know what I'm saying? So there does have to be something likable about the artist. And make no mistake about it, this is not me defending the current stigmas and stereotypes and inequities in music. Just trying to give insight of how record labels look at it. A record label will notice an inequity or some sort of sense of unfairness and will perpetuate it because that's what the demand is for. You know what I'm saying? So I do think that they play a part because they are aware of the stigmas and don't do anything to change them unless prompted by the people. Y'all would be surprised. People have a lot more power than we think. It's just hard to use it because we have a hard time uniting. And the reason we have a hard time uniting is because we think differently, which isn't always a bad thing. You know what I'm saying? We should be able to think differently from each other.
I just think it's sad that, you know, a lot of people who are younger than me grew up looking at so many singers and rappers and actors. They grew up thinking like it's better for people to be more successful because they see a lighter version of themselves. Like, only that's it.
100%. 100%. Representation is important. It's a reason Black Panther was so big. We're starting to see more diversity and inclusion now. But that's because people demanded to see diversity and inclusion. You know what I'm saying? They got tired of seeing the same looking white person, you know what I'm saying, winning or whatever. The same looking white person being the hero of the movie or whatever the case it is. You know what I'm saying? As if Black people or Latino people or Chinese people or gay people or straight people or trans people couldn't be heroes. As if we don't exist. You know what I'm saying? And so, yeah, I think if we demanded it, they would switch it up. But it's going to be what it's going to be until this night.
I don't want it no more.
That's facts. Why do y'all think violence is so normalized?
Because they ain't got nothing else to do.
Part in it? You got nothing else to do. It's violence, you know, like the WWE wrestling shows and stuff like that. It's entertainment. It's been like that since like the beginning of time.
Yeah.
And it's so like over time, it flows. It's so normalized. It's so much easier for you. You can pay to see it. People willing to get themselves hurt just to get a job out of it. And you know, I see it all the time, and it just confuses me even more. Cause nowadays people fight for no reason. People fight over parking spots or lanes or food, grocery store food. Not like the hunted grocery store food.
To answer your question, why is violence so normalized? I think when you go to a movie and it's an action movie, anytime there is a battle or some type of violence going on, there's an impending struggle and you know that somebody's going to come out on top, and automatically that puts the audience, you know, at the edge of their seat, because that's entertainment nowadays. And also, as a civilization, especially more geared towards a European sense as well, you know, we've been at war with each other for millennia and more some. And you know, that's just a product of human nature. But I think that's a product of human nature when we're at a lower state of thinking, a lower state of being. And also that stems from years of that hunter-gatherer survival sense of life, when we're simply at a point now where we don't have to do that. But we have exploited that in a way to make money and also in the way of control. So it's like, again, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. If people are still entertained, and not even entertained, if people fear violence in a certain way, you can use war and you can use violence to exploit people's fears and control them through those fears as well. So it's like, not only is it a tool to get what you want out of people that you view that are lower than you or weaker than you. But also it's like, if you're in power and there's people that follow you, you can continue to throw this war, this violence at them, or the ideal of an impending violence or war in the future to scare people to, you know, allow them, not allow them, but to, you know, make them scared in the point where they're more willing to give you things or willing to comply.
So, that's real. That's real. Yeah. And I would also like to add that people have been, for lack of a better word, fascinated by violence since like the beginning of time. Like, yeah. like I don't know if y'all ever heard of the Colosseum, the Roman Colosseum.
Yeah.
But they literally had what was called gladiators, and these gladiators was like warrior slaves that was forced to fight each other to the death for the amusement
on the
of
Greek
other
those
people.
Those Greek mythology times where like sometimes the humans fight bulls and bigger animals than that.
Yep, tigers, all type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? And people were entertained about that. And this was like real, you know.
It really happened.
Yeah, people were really dying.
People like looking at that. And it was like,
and like they would have parades too, where they have gorgeous women. But at the end of the parade, obviously they'll be at the Colosseum. They'll put the women on the battlefield and just release like a tiger or a lion.
Oh, word. Nah, I didn't even know that.
Mess them up.
I ain't know that.
And just people will eat up. They'll be like, yeah.
Felt
dopamine. It's crazy.
Yeah, so yeah, it's wild. People have always been fascinated by violence. I guess an oversaturation of it does kind of desensitize you a little bit. I think also living in a city like St. Louis, which is constantly ranked the most violent city in the country, also plays a role in desensitizing it.
Well, I mean, rap music can go into that too. It's like,
yeah, there are a lot of things that can go into that.
Yeah. I mean, culture in general now is just like we're heavy on violence, and it's not just like superhero violence. It's like there's always going to be a big movie out every year that deals with
some sort of violence,
gun violence, action, in some way, shape, or form.
It's the catchphrase.
You know, if it's spy or police or
just a regular animated Disney
heist
movie
or something like that, John Wick.
Yeah.
You know, it could be a well-written movie with great CGI and great great effects and everything, but at the end of the day, there's still an agenda to push that violence and desensitize people.
Yeah.
I feel like violence is mainly being supported because of not our generation, but mostly our generation, because you're most people, instead of trying to fix having the highest murder rate in certain states, they brag about it. So, you know, when St. Louis had the highest murder rate in the beginning of 2023, I don't know if we had it last year, but I know we had it in the beginning of this year. When we had it, everybody was talking about it, but nobody was complaining about it in a way to where anybody wanted to fix it. Nobody was trying to make a change at all, which I feel like is the problem, because it's not just St. Louis, it's everywhere. When violence fluctuates in most states, people brag about it. You get hype about that, so it ups it up, so they do it more. Okay, once they gonna realize, oh, they got the highest murder rate? Oh, no. So I feel like that's what's mostly supported. And then you hear music in your ears, and that's what you do. Music is like a pure indoctrination. So I feel like that plays a big part.
Last year, I remember when the annual list came out for the most dangerous cities in the country, and we're always in the top three.
Mm-hmm.
But last year,
just insane.
I think Louisiana was like number one, and people were posting their like, oh, STL should be number one. I'm like, do you want to be number one?
That's what
not
I'm saying.
Is that a list you want to be on?
That's
the top
not something
of?
To be proud of.
They're bragging about it instead of trying to make a change.
It's not supposed to be a good
that's
thing.
That's so childish, if you ask me.
I'm like, I don't know if you're trying to use this as
validation or something.
Not like, validation, but like
it's not
showing St. Louis off in a way. I know there's a better word for it, but I'm like, this isn't the best way to show off St. Louis, because there's a lot of great things that this city has to offer. And I promise you, if we eliminate that issue and scale it down at the very least, like, we can give leeway and open up a lot more opportunities to make this city even more great. Like, I have this conversation with so many people. I'm like, bro, we're in the middle of the country. It's like, if you're going to take a road trip from the East Coast to the West Coast, there's a good chance that you'll come through here as like a midway point. So why don't we take advantage of something like that?
Mm-hmm.
And understand that, hey, like, we can be a terminal for the country and people that are going through cross country or just, you know, just want to come here in general. Like, we can offer something beautiful. We just have to make some minor tweaks. Mm-hmm. And that's probably the biggest one that we have to tweak out. And on top of that, you know, we're going to help the neighborhoods that needs the help the most for years, especially, you know, when we talk about the East Side as well. You know, the East Side has looked like that since the 20s, 30s. There's still buildings from the riots that still stand, but they haven't been repaired at all. So it's like, this is a good opportunity to take care of that, to take care of the North Side, take care of parts of the South Side, and take care of the city and make it look like, not exactly, but the same type of care that you have for Clayton, same type of care that you have for like Ladue and Town and Country. Let's put that into the heart of the city and also the neighboring neighborhoods that don't really get much attention as well. East St. Louis included.
Felt. That's real. We are approaching that time. Does anybody have anything they want to add before I close it up?
I would just like to say that people are always going to be people. We just have to be the change that we want to see. People hate the change, but we can't control other people. We can only do what we can do. And if that's helping one person at a time, then I feel like that's success.
I feel like a big thing that I need to say is, in general, people are always going to be people. People are always going to have a cycle on something. It doesn't matter what it is, just something. But people do change people. So I feel like once most, not all people, because not all people will ever come to a realization, but most people, once most people wake up and realize that not everything is right now, we'll have just this huge shift, and it'll be a good shift.
Knowledge is power.
And, you know,
people change people, y'all.
To add on what y'all said, you know, everything in the dark comes to the light, you know. Eventually, people go see what's something you don't want to see. I feel like if you do something wrong, that same wrong you did to someone go come back to you, and maybe that might convince you to change. And I feel like, I'm not trying to like throw shots at anyone, trying to blame anyone, because everyone's the one person, no one's perfect, but just stop the fakeness and the hypocrisy, and just, I guess, be yourself, but be stronger.
Felt, it's real.
Stigma, no matter if it's a person, group of people, place, or a certain activity or a certain art, a stigma towards that is a level of order that is built on preconceived notions and false statements or false beliefs. The best way that we can break that stigma is a level of chaos. And I don't mean chaos in a way that implies violence or implies mayhem in a negative way. I just simply mean be yourself, because if you be yourself, you become a new person every single day, and you completely break the order of what you should be every single day if you be yourself. Because if you be yourself and stay true to yourself, you're more open to new opportunities and new possibilities of what your life can be, and that can seep into different groups of people, different places, and different ways of art. But it has to start with you. So don't let stigmas box you into a prison or a way of life that you don't really agree with. Just be yourself, and don't let anybody tell you that you have to be this or you have to be that, or base you off any type of stigma.
That's real. That's real.
For real.
All right, y'all heard it here, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody under the sound of my voice, I want to thank you for tuning in to another episode of Stitchcast Studio. I've been your host, Brandon Lewis, accompanied with our no longer new podcasters.
We out.
That's bow, my line. Bow. I say that. Oh!
Ladies and gentlemen,
she's
we out.
She's saying that. She's saying that.
See you later.
We out.
Now, if you're in between the ages of 16 to 24 and you're wondering how you can join our Stitchcast family, we urge you to go to storystitches.org and fill out an application. We'd love to have you. Also, if you sing, dance, rap, do poetry, take pictures, draw pictures, whatever it is that you do, if you're an artistic person, we think we might, you feel me?
You're iconic.
Not in the center. But we think we might have a place for you. So if you're interested, or even if you're an adult that just wants to know when the next time we're going to be performing, you want to listen to past podcasts, you can also go to storystitches.org. I promise you, we have more information than you can handle. That being said, I want to thank y'all so much. We hope that you found this enlightening and maybe even a little bit of entertaining. We out.
I know you're entertaining. See ya.
Bye.
Good job, y'all.
Yeah. Thank you, Blue. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Story Stitchers is supported in part by the Lewis Prize for Music 2021 Accelerator Award. The mission of the Lewis Prize is to partner with leaders who create positive change by investing in young people through music. Additional support for Stitchcast Studio and Story Stitchers programs is provided by Missouri Department of Economic Development Youth Opportunities Program, the Arts and Education Council, and powered by Ameren Corp and Tegna Foundation. St. Louis Story Stitcher Studio, the center is supported in part by Kranzberg Arts Foundation as a resident organization. Thank you for listening.
They say who that, but you already knew that. That beat them Story Stitchers, Story Stitchers, Story Stitchers, Story Stitchers, Story Stitchers.